to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. Lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Right after a brief monologue, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Did you hear President Trump? When he said, evidently Putin is crazy, I find it fascinating. I'm looking at a headline, President Trump calls Putin absolutely crazy, falling Russia's largest barrage against Ukraine. President Trump has sharply criticized President Vladimir Putin for unleashing a storm of drone and missile attacks on Ukraine and Ukrainian cities Sunday evening, saying he was not happy with the Russian leader, defying efforts to secure ceasefire to end the three-year war. And the article goes on and on. We'll talk about it in a moment. But if President Trump is openly calling Vladimir Putin crazy, what did Putin do that's not part of what Putin does and what he's been doing in the past 3 years with the war against Ukraine? And with all of that said, how does that play into the eschatological prophetic text in the Word of God? You see, we go day by day with the political scenery, et cetera, wondering what happened yesterday, what happened tomorrow, what will it be like in the future. Listen, we can stop the wonderment. God's Word, the Bible, gives us past, present, and future, what has taken place, what is taking place, and what shall take place. Russia is one of the key players in the last day prophetic text. Ezekiel 38 and 39, and we'll refer to that several times during the broadcast today. Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia leads a five-nation coalition of nations against Israel. He will lead Iran, that's old Persia, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, against the little postage stamp that's called the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Russian aggression and the threat to America. Are we witnessing the early stages of World War III? Listen very carefully, and we'll touch on it later in the broadcast. One of the major military leaders for Putin just said yesterday, he just verbally said, just openly said, that America needs to understand we're entering World War III. Now, the Bible didn't call it World War III. The Bible calls it war with Russia. It's the Russian coalition with five other nations coming against the nation of Israel. And we're witnessing today the coming together, the pieces of the puzzle, the chessmen being put on the board. We're watching God's hand at work. And ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about issues, as we think on issues and talk about them, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's not a matter of what the Democrats may say or think. It's not a matter of what the Republicans say, think, or do not do. It's not a matter of what president we have in office. We're talking about today God's prophetic word and what God says shall take place. And as we look at the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to wonder what is happening. God already tells us. God shows us in his text, in the Word of God. So as we face the issues, looking at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, the Bible makes a declaration about the word of God. The declaration about the word of God says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need to worry about the Bible needing to be updated. We don't need to worry about a new version or a new translation. The Bible is God's word, and words mean something, and words need to be looked at in the context of actually what God is saying, and then we'll understand what God is doing. Listen very carefully. Let me give you the eschatological prophetic chronology. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away, the rapturus, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. Every child of God, every Christian, be suddenly seized. It's when the Lord Jesus Christ appears in the air and calls us from the earth to join him in the air. And then 7 years later, during the 7 years, it's 7 years of tribulation. 7 years later, the Lord Jesus Christ returns. There's a difference in the rapture and the return. The rapture, we're caught up. In the return, we come back with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we return with the Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 and following, we find that we return with him in victory. And ladies and gentlemen, what I must tell you is, during the days of the tribulation, we will see what we're talking about now, the war with Russia. I believe, based on the authority of the scripture, that we'll see the beginnings of and the early stages of the war with Russia. That will go on for about a 7 year period of time. It will roll into what is called the Battle of Armageddon, the final cataclysmic ultimate event of the utter destruction of this old globe. And the hand of God plays into that because he controls it. He is the controller. He is the sovereign. God is the one that is making things happen and causing the world to be in the position that it's in today. Man causes it based on sin, rejection of Jesus Christ, but God is sovereign, and it's not going to get out of hand with God. So as we face the issues and looking at what has happened, we need to understand that the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? It's forever. It's going back to looking at truth. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. Doesn't make any difference which coast you're on, the left coast or the right coast. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference what political party you're in. Truth still matters. And I understand there are those that take the position as the, quote, younger Americans. I'm looking at a headline that says, "Most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth." That's myth, mythology. If there's no absolute truth, we'd have no court system because there's no point or reference to go back to adjudicate what is right and what is wrong. If we had no absolute truth, there'd be no point in having a written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, which sets the de facto condition and position of the world, what God says. But this article says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In the article it says the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, and Jim DeMint said this in part, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That's my stand. That's my position. That's what I say we need to do today. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that we're living in a world where there's an aura of everybody has his own truth. There's not but one truth, and that truth comes from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And listen, the staff at Tools for Time is knowledgeable of what you need for your power backup equipment. And the knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a benchmark on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flies Old Glory 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Russian aggression and the threat to America. The Ezekiel text in Ezekiel 38 and 39, some call it the Battle of Gog and Magog. It is the better understanding, as I've preached it for many, many years now, it is the war with Russia, because Russia is leading out. Russia today, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at what Vladimir Putin is saying and what he's doing with the arrogancy, there seems to be a mindset that I don't care what the world thinks, I don't care what the world might do, I'm not afraid. This war has been going on against Ukraine now for about 3 years. And listen, we're finding more and more of other nations becoming involved in some fashion. I'll just give you an overview, and then we'll go back and look at piece by piece and thought for thought. Iran is heavily involved with Russia. Turkey is now talking about flying to meet in some other nation to meet and talk with Putin and Zelensky about the potentiality of peace talks. Turkey. Listen, Turkey is one of the ones that's involved in the war with Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Turkey is one of the Islamic nations that will follow Russia to come against the nation of Israel. Turkey is a nation today that's already, if you call it what I would, they put out a public fatwa that is a notification for every Arab nation, every Arabic person to come against Israel and to kill the Jewish people. And ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what is happening today on the campuses in America, and we'll talk about this also during the course of the broadcast, I'd love to have you discuss this with me. But we're watching all of our prestigious universities, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Brown University, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of them are now being found out, ladies and gentlemen, that mega millions of dollars coming into the coffers from Arab and Chinese nations. People, listen, China and all of the Arab nations are underwriting billions of dollars in all of our prestigious universities. No wonder we're witnessing and watching the anti-Semitic attitude on the campus. No wonder we're witnessing and watching Harvard University refusing to agree to stop the anti-Semitic demonstrations. No wonder we're witnessing and watching Harvard now that's filed suit against President Trump and the Trump administration, trying to prevent the Trump administration from interfering and involving themselves with what is taking place with Harvard University. Listen, we're witnessing today what I call the peeling of the onion. And as time goes by, we're watching more and more, discovering more and more what is taking place in America and how America is part of what we see happening in relationship to the war against the Jewish people, the anti-Semitism. We're finding more today anti-Semitic mindset and demonstrations than back in the early or mid-30s with Adolf Hitler and the smoldering and the beginning of the Hitler regime that was responsible for the Holocaust, with about 6 million Jews being slain. ladies and gentlemen, Russia and the Russian aggression and the threat against America. Today, ladies and gentlemen, God's Word, the Bible, gives very, very, very serious warnings of things to come. Today, we are witnessing the progression, as I said earlier, of what I call the early stages of World War III. The first time that we witnessed this coming to budding and coming to a fruition was about 3 years ago when Russia invaded portions of Ukraine. By the way, Sleepy Joe Biden is partially responsible for that. Russia was staging its military on the border of Ukraine for about 12 or 14 months, notifying the world that that's what they were going to do. Nothing was done to try to intervene. Nothing was done to try to stop it. Russia felt free to go in and try to capture and take over, control Ukraine. Well, it's been a little greater difficulty than he had perceived, in my opinion. But we're witnessing today the progression of the early stages of World War III. In fact, Russia's military spokesman just warned, Russia's military spokesperson just threatened America with, he said, I'm going to paraphrase, he said, don't you realize, America, that we are in World War III? World War III. They have admitted it. They recognize it. And ladies and gentlemen, they're pushing back now and saying if Trump continues to push Putin for ending the war in Ukraine, that this is what will be taking place is World War III. So just what has happened that causes Russia to out of hand just simply reject any attempt to end the three-year war against Ukraine, a war that Putin started. We need to be reminded of that. I believe Vladimir Putin is trying to recapture and put back together the old USSR was so prevalent with all of the land holdings. And as a result of that faltering and failing, now with Putin, he's been in office, 15 years, 18 years, 20 years? I don't know. But it's a lifetime election because every election they have, Putin wins by a landslide. That's unlike some of the elections that we have had in the recent years in America. But ladies and gentlemen, over the years, Russia, Iran, China, and other Middle Eastern nations have formed a pact, an agreement to work together. At one time, Russia had very limited access to drones. Listen, here's one of the major things, and we'll touch on this and start taking our calls. But ladies and gentlemen, at one time, at the beginning of the war against Ukraine, Russia had very, very, very few capabilities with drones. Did you realize today, just let me back up, just a few days ago, Russia was able to launch, I think it's 355 drones into Kiev and other major inner cities in Ukraine. Where did the drones come from? Russia certainly is not building them. At one time, Russia could launch three, four, five drones perhaps a week. And just in one day, they launched 355. Those drones are being built and shipped to Russia from Iran. Iran, as you are aware, is the globe's greatest producer of terrorists and terrorist attacks around the globe. Iran, old Persia, is part and parcel of that which will take place in the war with Russia, the Battle of Gog and Magog, as it is called in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Iran is a key player in that, and Iran is now in a pact agreement. Listen, Iran would have very few places to sell its oil around the world, but Russia is buying the oil products from Iran, producing the trillions of dollars into the portfolio of Iran. Iran and Russia are, as my mother used to call it, like two peas in a pod. Iran and Russia are working for each other. Russia is furnishing the purchase of the drones from Iran and the purchase of oil from Iran. As a result of that, Iran is basically a puppet now of Russia. But you have also Hamas, the Islamic jihadist, that's a puppet state of Iran. You have that which is called Hezbollah, which is a puppet state of Iran. You have the Houthis over in Yemen, that's a puppet state of Iran. All of those are the puppet states of Iran. Iran is the greatest producer and controller of terrorists around the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, they're in harmony with Russia. I'm bringing that out in detail so that we'll understand what is happening and how God's word, the prophetic text, eschatological future of the world is being put together and played out now. Just as God, we don't have, listen, let me interject this again. We don't have to wonder what's going to happen. The Bible tells us what's going to happen. We just do not know the exact date and time. But the Bible tells us what's happening. And if we look at the scripture and analyze the scripture under the searchlight of the Holy, with the searchlight of the Holy Spirit of God, we see that what is happening today is the fulfillment of the Word of God. It's not just Putin. It's not just Zelensky. It's not just the grand poobahs in Iran. It's not just what is being said and led by Bibi Netanyahu out of Israel. It's a matter of fact that these things are coming about, and we know they shall happen because the Word of God has told us so. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. M. Blood. You are dead on point, and I tell you, we are kind of backing off a little bit on Iran, talking about trying to do some diplomacy. That wouldn't work. But Benjamin Netanyahu, he's not going to let them get a bomb. Uh-huh. And I believe one of these bombs are going to hit the Dome of the Rock. And when that happens, and Israel builds that third temple, we know we're in the very, very last phase.
Brother, you're exactly right. And as I've said so many times down through the years, one of the Scud missiles from Iran will go off course and clean the clock of the Temple Mount so that the Islamic mosque is no longer there. Some theologians, some biblical scholars are saying that there's room on the Dome of the Rock platform to build the third temple next to the Islamic mosque. That won't happen. God will not allow it. God's people, the nation of Israel, will still possess the place now, which is called the Dome of the Rock, and that will be the new third temple that will be rebuilt, as you said. And I personally believe that before the rapture takes place, at the high apex of what we see fomenting and forming now with the war with Russia, I believe we will see the initial stages of that. And I believe very, 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 very possibly that part of that, the earlier stages as we see unfolding now, will be the wiping clean of that Islamic mosque so that the temple can be rebuilt. All of the plans, the specifications, the blueprints are already done. They've already had all of the temple priest garments made. The temple priests are being trained in Israel today for the temple priests to be set in place. And they say that they can build a new temple in about 24 months. I believe that we'll see the starting of that. I believe that we'll see the fulfillment, the culmination of a lot of what Ezekiel 38 and 39 talks about. And also what you find in Joel chapter 2 and Joel chapter 3, which are the latter days after the Battle of Armageddon has started and what we see there. But I believe we're witnessing today. I don't know about you, but it's exciting to me that we live in an era that we can literally witness, we can literally see the hand of God with the scripture leaping off the pages, fulfilling what God's word says. And one of the things, Kenneth, that our listeners need to understand, just in the past couple of days, Germany has signed a pact, P-A-C-T, a pact with Vladimir Zelensky with Ukraine to furnish Ukraine with missiles that will be have long range to go into the heart of Russia and try to fight back against Russia. You see, Germany has been one of the key supporters of Ukraine, right next to America, with the giveaway program that Biden has had with the billions of dollars to Zelensky. But right now, Germany has stepped to the plate and says, and I'm going to paraphrase, said, listen, Zelensky, don't worry about it. We're going to handle it. We're going to let you attack with no holds barred, with no limits put upon you, that you can give full-fledged war attacks against Russia. And I believe this is the key. I believe this is the starting. This is like striking a match with gasoline already poured on the fire to witness yes. what we're going to see okay. in the future. So it demands our recognition as Christians, as conservatives, that we need to pray and ask God to give wisdom and strength and encouragement to our nation's leaders, especially with President Donald J. Trump. And going back to Iran, they've discovered Mossad out of Israel and the intelligence agents in America, they've already found mega properties and underground vaults where the nuclear material is being developed. Totally out of where we thought the others would have been. New places that's been discovered. And Trump is saying, let's negotiate with the Grand Poobah, if you call him, of Iran. Yeah. And Benjamin Netanyahu, as you said, basically, no, we're going to wipe their nuclear capabilities out. So one of the things we're going to see, in my most humble opinion, we're going to see a major attack carried out first and foremost by Israel against the nuclear plants, nuclear development in Iran. Simultaneously, we're witnessing the major advancement of the Russian war against Ukraine being paid and developed out of the pockets of Germany. And Germany is one of the key players. Listen, I'll say this and let you go. Germany cannot afford to alienate Russia. If Russia cuts the oil pipeline off to Germany, Germany will freeze. Germany's corporate entities would falter. The industry would fold because they depend on Russian oil. If they continue the track that they're doing now, Russia will retaliate, bring Germany to its knees. Germany, therefore, will become a puppet for Russia for what we see in Ezekiel 38:39. I am watching the hand of God. Bringing about exactly, it's God's word's not going to change. It's not going to have to be modified. It's not going to have to be in some way updated. What God says shall take place just as he said. So, Kenneth, as you said, we need to recognize what is happening, and we also need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land, because our land needs healing. And if we are not careful, we're going to fall into the hands of the enemy and be on the side of the enemy. I'm thankful that we have Trump. I'm thankful that Trump is knowledgeable and has the tenacity, the backbone, and the ability to do what he's doing. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you today. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, go over with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. I think the Bible prophecy community is making a mistake when they talk about Israel dividing their land. I've always maintained the position that Israel is never going to divide their land. And a lot of these people are using Joel 3:2 to prove that Israel will divide their land. You're a big King James fan. And the King James does not say that they will divide their land. All the other versions say divide, but the King James says part. There's a big difference between parting and dividing. And it also talks about the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat, yes.
Which is the middle of the tribulation. It's not the beginning of the tribulation. So using Joel 3:2 is a very bad verse, and it's the only verse in the Bible that even indicates that Israel is going to divide their land, and it's not even a good verse to support that view.
Well, number one, let's go back for just a moment, and when you look at Joel chapter 2 and Joel chapter 3, that is at the apex of the Battle of Armageddon and the last of the last days. Battle of Armageddon will take place in the Valley of Jezreel, the Valley of Decision, as it's called in the Joel text. And what it is saying in the Joel text is that the Israel will not be parted again. Keep in mind, for centuries now, the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, under the domination of the Ottomans, under the domination of the Romans, et cetera, that's parting the land. That has ceased, will not happen, and Joel says it will never happen again. And you're exactly right. I'm against, and President Trump and others are talking about the two-state solution. I'm against a two-state solution. I don't believe that ever should happen. Benjamin Netanyahu says it's not going to happen, and that's my full agreement and understanding also, that it ought not to take place, because it is God. God's land, it's God's people, and it ought not to be divided. And for all things, for all people, the Islamic jihadists should not have any part and participation in the ownership or the control in the nation of Israel. Bob, our time is up for the top of the hour. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park. WAYL, St. Augustine.